I understand that the two of you witnessed an incident. Look, it's very important that you don't talk to one another about what happened, so I'll be interviewing you later at the police station. But for now, I want to ask each of you separately for an initial statement. Lila, I realise this must have been very stressful for you, and I don't want to cause you any more anxiety, but I need to get this initial statement so that we can begin our investigation. So please just take your time, and in your own words, can you describe to me what you saw?
Can I just start by saying that I remember the number plate of the car? It was NG58VXW. I made a real effort to remember it. I had a very good view of it, and I've got a great memory, so I'm pretty sure that's correct. I remember hearing shouting and seeing three men with guns attacking a security van. There was a scuffle between one of the men and one of the guards. That man didn't have a mask, but the others did. All of them had dark jackets and camouflage trousers. One of them ran over to us and fired his gun. Before that, though, the unmasked robber forced one of the guards to the ground. He had a case, you know, attached to his wrist by a chain, and the guy started cutting through it to take the case. I guess it was carrying money. Hang on. Was that when the car came? It all seemed to happen at once. You know, two of them were stealing the case, the third was grabbing and shouting at Liz, and a car came speeding towards us. Or was the car already there? No, the car pulled up because I remember seeing the number plate and knowing that I had to try and remember it. Then the driver jumped out. He wasn't wearing a mask. He was shouting at the others. I think he was shouting that they should grab Liz. Was that when the other man ran to her? Anyway, after the man had grabbed Liz, they all ran back to the car and it drove off. The number plate was definitely NG58VXW.
And you said there was an unmasked robber. Can you give me a description?
Well, male, obviously. He was the one fighting with the guard. He may have been wearing a hat to start with. You know, like a riot hat with a big plastic screen. Almost like a crash helmet. Yeah, I think he was. But then it got knocked off when he was struggling with the guard. He looked young to me. You know, probably early 20s, say 22. He had thick, curly hair that went down to his shoulders. And he wasn't white. Asian, possibly Spanish or Italian. No, I think he was Asian. No, definitely Indian looking. He was probably 5'3". Definitely wasn't fat. But I think he was stocky.
Can you show me how tall he was compared to the van? If you point to where you think his head came up to.
About here. Yeah, I think that's right. Well, actually, I suppose now that I can see that I'm having to reach up quite a bit, he must have been quite a bit taller than me. What's that, about 6 inches above my head? Yeah, that seems right. Well, let's say it was more like 5'9" then.
Okay, thanks. So, right, you also said the driver of the car did not have a mask. Can you give me a description of him?
I think he was quite tall. He was definitely white and older than the other guy. Say, early 30s, perhaps. He had a camouflage outfit on. I remember that because I remember thinking he looked like a soldier. You know, not just his clothes, but he had short hair and a tough-looking face. And he was also quite muscly. Maybe as tall as 6'4". Yeah, I know what you're going to ask me now. So, okay. So he stood next to the car, and I would say it came up to just beneath his shoulder. And actually, looking at this car, which is very similar, that would mean his head would be here. And that's, again, about 6 inches taller than me. So he was probably 5'9". Weird. I would definitely have said he was taller.
What about the other people, the ones wearing masks? Can you describe anything about them?
I can't say much about them, but I would say that they were all dressed very similarly to the unmasked robber, you know, dark jackets and army trousers, and they were probably average height, certainly not too different to the unmasked one, and they were both quite stocky.
You remembered the number plate of the car. Can you tell me anything else about it?
Like a description? It was definitely silver. I can't say what make it was, but it, you know, it looked quite big, new and expensive. It definitely had four doors because I saw them all opened at once. Oh, and it had, you know, one of those red brake lights in the rear window. Because, you know, that's right, it reversed towards me and I could see the brake lights and the rear number plate and the backs of the doors when they opened. It reversed towards me just as the man grabbed Liz. I was thinking maybe it had to have been there all along, but, you know, now I remember the brake light. I remember it reversing towards us as they grabbed Liz.
Thank you, Lila. That's been really helpful. Right, I'm going to give this information to my colleague so we can start looking for the car and the people involved in the incident, and I will speak to you again at the station. But in the meantime, please remember not to discuss the event with the other witnesses.